My name is Sherry Mills. I am the chief cook and bottle washer and Indian chief. Yay. I own it, so to speak.
Sherry Mills is the owner of Rainbow Earth, a spiritual store that is located on the second floor of the Diamond Center in Anchorage, Alaska. Mills first noticed her spiritual intuition at an early age, thus beginning her journey of spiritual awakening.
As a small child, I remember I used to go out into the fields and see the flowers and the trees, and I would see the flowers talk to the trees and the trees to talk to me, and everything was filled with light. And I would go home to my mother and father and I would say these things, and they would say, "What are you talking about?" And when, as a child, those things are not understood by your family, you want to kind of fit in, and so you hide them. And you hide them for many, many different years until you grow up and you step aside from your parents for a while, and you start to have these experiences come again. Only now you're an adult and you can have a choice to say, "Ah, what is that?" And that has been the journey.
Mills says these talents can be natural.
Spirit is alive, and it changes as we change. And there's no walls that need to be set up between the divine and you. You just need to be at attention to all that's alive, which is love, which is a communication between all things. And that goes on growing with every experience that you have.
She goes even further to explain the power of the soul.
I feel each soul has a minute when they need to determine what they need to know at that point in time. And you can take a look at yin and yang, which is a Taoist symbol, is to me very much that thought pattern. Because in the seed of the dark is the light, and in the light is the seed of the dark. Both are in balance, and we must move in that balance. We cannot put a wall. We must each go through that movement to understand and to make that willful choice of how shall I be. It's like a seesaw, a fulcrum, like a pyramid from Egypt. And on that is a seesaw. And you go and you stand up in life on that seesaw with your feet separated, equal. Ah, the balance, until you find how it's to be. That's a piece of your spirit.
Mills believes that Rainbow Earth is a place where people from all walks of life can be accepted.
I would say much of this store is for all those things that I've learned, for all those people who are not surrounded by family and friends, that this can be a welcoming home for all those questions that we're all trying to discover together. And I may not have an exact answer, but I can tell you what I've known so far with truth. And then you can either take that in and learn or disregard it and go on with whatever else you need to find out about it.
With her understanding of spiritual energy, Mills hopes to give people more than just materialistic items from her store.
I said this the other day, which is a great one-liner, okay, which was to me, the best things, I look like I'm a store. I mean, what do you see? But in fact, the best things in this store are free.
Knowledge. And power and wisdom.
Exactly. That's the kind of store I really am. In all these other little incidentals that you've just honored me by taking your energy, okay, and exchanging it, this gives me the ability to make basically what I give in this store away for free, which is knowledge. But you have to not be a beggar on the street. We're still using money as our form of exchange. So there has to be some form of exchange there. And that is one of the exchanges that we have at this point in time. Yeah, so The best things in this store are free.
Rainbow Earth is a spiritual outlet for self-discovery. For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Tiana Johnson.